about to enter into a world. A world that is so twisted, so mind-numbingly stupid, that you may lose any sense of reality or sanity. Now, get ready to unlock the mysteries of the mind. And now for another mind-melting tale.
Tonight's episode, The Man Behind the Wall.
My name is Seth Stone, and I just got this brand awesome new apartment in the projects that's like 150 square feet, cost me $50 a month to rent. Oh man, and there's only like a small roach and rat problem there too, so you know it's a totally kicking place. I'm here right now showing it off to my best friend Bruce. Hey, what's up, Bruce?
Hey, not much. How's it going?
Oh, I can't wait to show you this place. Oh, man.
Who are you just talking to just now?
Oh, I do that every time I walk into a building. You know, I kind of like introduce myself in case, you know, any of the neighbors are listening in right now.
Oh, okay. I got you. Man, this is a sweet pad, dude.
I'm telling you. Oh, look out. There's some gunk over there. I don't know what that is. It's like green slime or something. The landlord hasn't cleaned that up yet.
Yeah, that seems kind of like serious, dude. You should probably call him about that.
You know? I'll call him eventually. First, they've got to get rid of the rats and the bed bugs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What's that smell? Is that gas? What is that?
Yeah. You know, I had a huge refried bean platter last night, and you're still smelling the after effects, bro.
Okay. I was worried. I thought it was like
Bruce? Did you hear that?
Yeah, dude, I totally heard that. What was that?
Oh my god, I don't know. Oh man, I knew I ate some bad shrooms last night.
Hey! Share any?
Hey!
Check the... That's coming from the wall, dude.
Man, your neighbors are really loud on the other side, dude.
Dude, that's not coming from the neighbor's side. That's...
What?
That's coming from the side with the window.
How's that possible?
Hold on. I think he's asking me to come over to him.
Well, let's go over to him.
I can't really understand him.
Put your ear up against the wall there.
Oh, all right.
Hey!
Hello?
Hey, buddy!
Wall?
Yeah! Hey, buddy!
Hey!
You want to do me a favor, pal? You want to open up the wall here and let me out?
Open up the wall? I just bought this place. Is there like a door or like a hinge or something I can use to open it?
No, buddy, dude, you picked me up in there a few years ago there, and I need you to get me out of there, pal.
Oh, man.
Well, that's crazy. I just so happened to bring my axe and my wedge with me today.
Wow. Man, yeah, you don't go anywhere without that, bro. How about you just take a hack at my new wall? I mean, I don't care. The landlord, he'll probably understand. Yeah,
well, as long as you don't think he'll have a problem with it, I mean, I'll go for it.
No, he knows I'm going to party hardy in this place. Go ahead and open it.
That's true. All right, well, here I go. Yeah!
Yeah! Oh! Oh! Hey! Oh, hey there, everybody!
Think
oh, jeez! Oh!
Whoa! It really
hey,
is
it's
a
been
person.
Fresh air in a long time here, though. How you doing? Oh, you think you can open that up a bit
like
more and let me out?
Legends about this stuff, but...
Oh, yeah, here, hack it open more!
Okay, God,
and you hear his voice? It's like a leprechaun, man!
I know,
right? I know a leprechaun. What are you talking about?
Let me open it up a little bit more here.
Here, just get me out of here, buddy.
Oh, this is awesome!
Yeah!
Oh,
yeah! Oh, thanks, buddy. Oh, jeez, I've been in there for about 25 years, boy. Oh, holy smokes, it's bright out here. Oh, my eyes.
Man, 25 years in that
wall?
Yeah. What did you eat, dude?
Oh, you know, there's the occasional roach and a rat and whatever. You know, rats and roaches, you know, the stuff that usually comes in and out of the walls there. A bit of a KFC gets thrown into the walls every once in a while, you know, kids throwing stuff into the vents and everything. You know, those kind of things. Anyways, buddy, I gotta say,
smell. Oh.
Yeah, you know, there ain't no toilets back there, so.
Yeah, I don't think you showered in a while.
No, and I ain't showered in... Oh, God.
Oh, is there...
Jeez,
a...
Lord, boy. Yeah, you might want to, like, get something to pick that up.
Oh, that's what I've been smelling, and I thought it was me.
Oh, I know, boy, but I was smelling you through the wall. That's why I knew you were here.
Man. Leprechauns are dirty.
Now, hold on a second. I ain't no leprechaun, buddy. I'm just a... I'm an immortal man that's been stuck behind a wall here for 25 years. So, you know, that's just all it is to it. But you've done me a favor, and I want to do you a favor.
Whoa.
Because I'm going to grant you wishes, buddy, just to get you, you know, to repay you back for all the goodness you did for me and getting me out of here.
Well, I don't know if I trust this guy. He seems kind of shady, you know. He was...
Dude, Bruce, you doubt everything,
yeah, but he
man.
Had to be bricked in that wall for some reason.
Shady, how did you know that's my name?
Dude, you remember when I told you the gnome army was going to attack our garden last year? And
yeah.
Do you remember what happened?
No.
It's because you didn't believe me. And
oh, boys, you don't mind if I just take some of this out of your fridge here, boy? Oh.
Mm. Whoa, hey, dude.
Oh,
get away
I haven't
from
had
the
that
fridge.
In a while, boy.
Oh. Oh, that's good. That's good stuff
I
there.
I just filled that up.
What do you
for
call
him?
That? I just.
Dude.
Oh,
dude.
Man.
Hold on.
Is that a chicken? You got your chicken in there or something? Or like a fish or...
come on.
Oh, you know, I could go for some fish right now, boy. I'll tell you that much. You got any fish in here?
Wait, no, I just caught that. Oh, yeah, I just caught a bunch of halibut.
Oh, that's good. Oh, look. Oh. You know, it'd be better if you cooked it, but oh, jeez, boy.
No.
Oh, that's the best fish I ever had. That's the best fish dish
wrong.
That I ever wished I had.
That's
oh,
righteous.
Geez, boy. Oh.
That's
allow me
righteous.
To introduce myself. I'm George McShady. And I've been walled up in there since...
George McShady, that's a great leprechaun name.
I'm not a leprechaun, boy. Look at me, I'm 6'5".
Yeah.
You ever seen a leprechaun at 6'5"?
Whoa. Yeah, I've never seen that before, but, like, where's your pot of gold? Is that in the wall, too?
Yes, yeah, my pot of gold's in the wall.
But all I see is a bunch of poop.
Yeah, that's my pot of gold, boy. You can go digging through that now.
All right! I'm going to go get me some gold.
Now, hold on there, boys. Look, I'm going to tell you something.
What?
I'm going to grant you a wish, because I likes you boys so much. You ask anything you want, and I will grant that wish for you.
Oh, right.
Now, because you're good to me, I do good things for you.
Yeah.
But if you's bad to me, then I do a curse to you.
Oh.
So you got to watch what you do with me, okay, bye?
Wait. Are we really going to trust the guy who's been in the wall for 25 years, soiling himself?
Dude! You mean the leprechaun genie who's going to give us anything we want? Yeah.
Yeah, well, his last name's McShady. Does that not seem a little bit odd to you? Does that not
seem... Look, that's not my given name. That's the name I took up, okay?
My
original name was Matholisus.
Yeah, my last name's Stone, and that doesn't mean I... Wait, never mind. That's not a good example. So anyways, Mr. McShady Genie?
Yes, boy.
For my first wish, I think I want 400 bags of Funyuns. Wait, do I get, like, infinite wishes, or, like, is this, like, a 1, 2, 3?
Let's try them out as we go along, boy. Now, hold on a second now.
Right.
I just want to know something. What the heck is a Funyun?
Imagine, like... the tastiest thing you've ever tried.
A fish head.
Now deep fry that.
Deep fried fish head.
Extra crispy.
Uh-huh.
Round. Take out all of the nutrition and flavor and put it into a bag.
It's basically a corn ring that tastes like onion.
Hold on a second, boy. I'll go get you that. 400 of them?
Yeah.
All right. Give me about, I don't know, about an hour or two, and I'll be right back.
Dude, this genie's the best.
Wait, why does he have to take an hour or two to grant a wish if he's a genie?
I'll be right back, boys.
He's got to say the magic words, dude. Magic words.
Oh, hold on a second. Hey, any of you guys got a couple of dollars on you? A
couple of dollars?
I've got like five, but what?
All right, $5? That's a good start. How about you? What do you got on you?
Let's see here. I've got 400 Canadian pennies.
All right, that's close to $5, I guess. All right, you give me that. You give me that there, and I'll be right back. See you in about an hour.
Okay, wait.
Yeah. Oh, man. Did you see that? That genie's the best, dude. He's going to come back with us with, like, so many Funyuns. Dude, we can eat until our freaking stomachs explode.
That's true. As long as he doesn't come back with Cheetos, that would be really disappointing.
Don't worry, man. We've got this thing set. We've got ourselves a sweet apartment in the middle of the projects that's super cheap, only a few rats, and a wall genie.
Yeah, well, now there's a huge hole in the wall. Do you think I should patch that up?
Oh, no, man. Just kind of, like, put, like, a stained glass thing there. We can, like, use it to look outside and, like, imagine the world if it were, like, a different color.
Oh, well, I can do that. I did happen to bring a bag full of sand and my blowtorch.
All right. You do that. We'll wait for the genie.
All right. I'll get right on it.
One hour later.
Oh, boy, sorry about that. Took me a little longer than I thought it would be. But
it's all right, dude.
I got you a bag of fried things.
Okay.
Took me a while to get the stuff together. Got some oil, got some some flour, and I cooked it up for you good.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to see if this leopard genie delivered the goods.
Here, have a taste of this.
Oh, man, it doesn't really look like a Funyun. It kind of looks like a fish head that's been fried.
It's got eyes.
Yeah, it's kind of looking at me, but, I mean, I'll still give it a try. I don't care. I'll eat anything that looks delicious. God!
Yeah, that's the best Funyun you ever had now.
Absolutely nothing like a Funyun. Try this out, bro.
Dude,
I got a gag.
There's a bone in my... it's cutting my throat.
Yeah, that's a rat head. Don't worry about that.
That was delicious.
Dude, was a hook in mine.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I had to go to... Well, basically, what I had to do was I had to go out to the park there. And they had the goldfish there, and I was fishing those out, and I was cooking them up. I had to use the money to get the flour and the oil, and I took a nice drum, and I just, you know, some fire, cooked that up, baby. Oh, sweet, eh? That's the best stuff you never had now.
Oh, that's so good. That one fish head was, like, better than a million Funyuns. This genie gives you things better than what you wish for, Bruce.
That was probably the worst wish, like, granting I've ever experienced in my life. And I've only experienced one of them.
Well, now hold on there. Okay, to my friend here who liked what I did, I'm going to grant you another wish. And to you, Mr. Killjoy, Mr. I don't like what you're doing. I'm going to curse you with a curse.
Mr. Killjoy.
And that curse is going to...
curse me?
Oh, yeah. You've already been cursed. It's called salmonella poisoning. Because that fish that I gave you was a bit more raw than the others.
Dude, that sucks for you, bro.
You'll be like in the toilet for like weeks, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I'm starting to feel it coming on.
Yeah. That's so nasty. Oh, man. Hey, you mind like putting that in the fridge? I like to kind of keep that stuff as a memento and, you know, use it as seasoning later on.
Oh, well, I guess it's a good thing I did it in the Ziploc bag here. Oh.
Yeah, no, dude, why'd you do that? My baggie! Oh, that's it.
That sounds like another wish coming.
You better believe it.
All right, then.
All right.
Go ahead and wish.
So, like... sometimes I like to partake in smoking things.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Called cannabis. You think you can...
marijuana, yes, boy. I can do that. Yeah. You want? So what... hold on. Let me see if I can read your mind now, boy. You wants me to get you some weed.
Dude, how do you not believe that this leprechaun genie's not real, man? We just got lucky, man.
There's no way he could deliver that. There's no way.
Oh, no, I can... I knows what I'm doing. First thing I'm going to need is your TV.
Wait, what do you need our TV for?
Man, I bought that for like $50 on Craigslist. It's color tube television and everything.
Oh, yeah, they got color TV these days now.
17-inch TV.
That's a lot of money.
You know, my day, it was only like 12 inches in black and white, but holy smokes. Anyways, I'm going to get you the best weed I can get you. Okay? It's only cost a TV.
Isn't this dude just kind of took a giant vomit all over my old baggie? Go ahead, man. I'll believe this. Yeah.
Your wish is my command.
You didn't steer me wrong before.
I'll be back in about 2 hours or so with the weed.
Righteous. Oh, do you see that? It's like my wish is his command, bro.
Yeah, I'm just going to start doing some, like, vomit art on your wall.
Yeah! Dude, I was going to totally get some, like, magic markers and crayons and do that myself, but you just saved me time, dude.
That's okay. I brought my watercolor brushes, so I'll just get started.
Oh, give me a brush, too. I'm going to help you paint this while we wait for the dude to come back.
Yeah, here we go. Let's paint some happy trees.
Two hours later.
Boys, I came back just as I promised. Got yourselves a... This is some wicked-ass weed here I got you, boy. Bit of dandelion. Some crabgrass there. Oh, yeah. There's some weed that you'll never forget that. You just smoked that. You got to dry it first, though.
You just bagged a bunch of crabgrass and dandelions?
Oh, yeah. That and ragweed and a couple other things, yeah.
That's not what I...
Well, you asked for weed, boy, didn't you?
Well, if you got it, smoke it. Hand me my bong, bro.
Wait, this...
You gotta dry it out, though, first.
This doesn't work.
Bruce, just hand me my bong.
This is like something 12-year-olds try to do.
Dude, don't buzzkill me. All right, let me light up here. That was... Whoa. That was awesome.
I told you, I know what I'm doing, eh?
Well, Bruce, let me take a hit of that.
Yeah,
hold on.
Try some of this. Hold on.
That's probably the worst.
Oh, that's just the pesticides is kicking in. Don't worry about that now.
Oh, what?
I feel so chill. I can see myself staring at a leprechaun genie in a wall.
Well, that's because there's two mirrors, right? One in front of you, one behind you. That's why you're seeing that. Don't worry about that, none.
Yeah, what is your...
Man. And, dude, you're totally spitting out silver. Market that, dude.
That is actually silver. No, it's mercury. Oh,
is that in the weeds too? That's pretty sweet.
Oh, you know, you can't tell what's in there, you know. But don't worry about it. You want to know something, pal? I like you a lot.
What?
You're a good bud. You know, you're a good bud. But you know what, buddy? Though, your friend there, he's a bit of a buzzkill. And,
I've noticed that, dude. He's not always like this. This is actually pretty weird for him. He's usually got his head on straight.
Well, I don't know about you, but I think you should kill him.
What? Like,
as in murder? He's such a buzzkill, man. He's going to bring out another curse. In fact, I think I'm going to have to curse him again.
Wait, what? What?
Yeah.
What did I just hear?
Buddy, you know, I just put a curse on you. You know?
Wait, what?
Do you know what happened?
Another one?
Yeah, because you know what happened? I tried to sell a TV so I could buy some wicked weed, and the guy gave me only like $10. So I went down the street and I found a guy who had some wicked ass weed, and I, he wouldn't take my money, so I kicked him in the nuts, and I stole his bag. I smoked his stuff. It was great. I was buzzing for an hour. But when he caught up with me, he was like, who do you think you are? And I said, I was working for you. And I gave him your address and everything. So he's going to come over, and he says he's going to... Now, don't worry about it, because it's okay. He says he's only going to pop a cap in your ass. So, caps, they don't hurt nobody.
But my mom's home right now. But my mom's home.
Well, then you should have taught her that before
you
knocked what I gave you.
I'll get you as much weed as you can smoke.
I better go give her a call real quick. Hold on a second.
Yeah, you call her. I want to make another wish to the genie leprechaun. Oh, best friends.
Mom, get out of the... Mom, what's that noise?
All right, now show him there. Oh, boy.
That is a bummer, dude.
Well, that's a curse, boy, you know. There is what there is, and there is what there ain't. And that boy is not what there is, so he ain't. Well, his mom ain't.
I don't know what you said, genie. It was probably some sort of magic wand words, but I believe that, and I agree with
that. Oh, that's okay, then. Well, you got any more beer around here? Because I'm getting kind of dry.
Oh, yeah, we've got some Skunk's Delight right in there.
Oh, that's...
5 cents a can.
5 cents a can. Holy smokes, you're a rich guy, don't you? Ain't you? Oh, let me take a look at this. Oh, sweet diamond-eyed Jesus, boy, look at that. That's a lot of beer.
There. Also, actually, if you want some like higher quality, there's some brown bag beer right over there. It's cool, wet, and cheap.
Brown bag beer, eh? Oh, okay, I'm going to try some of that stuff. Oh, jeez, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, I knocked a hair right off of your head there and then put it on your chest and then make it fall off again. I think I lost some hair down below there, too, boy. Holy smokes. That's disgusting.
Yeah, I've been bald for, like, the last 3 years ever since I started drinking that stuff. It's so good. Which makes me think of another wish, Genie, bro.
No, don't make any more wishes. They've brought nothing but pain.
You know why they brought you pain? You're a buzzkill.
That's right, boy. If you're not a buzzkill, then good things will happen to you. So what's your wish there?
So, like, I want the entire Brown Bag Beer Distillery in my apartment. I can make this stuff on my own whenever I want.
All right, so you want to make Brown Bag Beer on your own, eh?
That's pretty much it, yeah.
All right, then. That's not a problem here. I think I can get that wish for you.
Okay.
You got any, like, credit cards or securities or anything like that?
Oh, well, let me see.
How about your mother there,
no,
boy? Hey,
Bruce,
your mother, did she have any insurance on her?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You want to
did
make
it cover accidental
beer,
death
you?
By like, a firing squad?
It was like $250,000 insurance.
Oh, no, that sounds like that could work towards a wish there. Do you think you can get that
you
my
gotta
way?
You got to give it to Genie Leprechaun. You got to let him have it. Think about it, dude. Our own distillery of Brown Bag Beer. We'll be bazillionaires.
But I don't know if I can sign away all the money.
Oh, I'm feeling another curse coming on.
You're
thinking
okay. It's an investment, bro.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll sign it.
Oh, that's a boy now. All right, I think I'll be back in about half a day or so.
All right.
It's going to take a lot of negotiating. I got to go all the way to Mississauga, you know.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that.
They still brew
all
there?
Right.
I mean, they did back in, like, 1975. Do they still do that here?
Still do what?
Brew in Mississauga.
Oh, man, that's all they... Is that a state?
It's a state of mind, boy.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I guess they brew there. I don't know, you know. Last time I heard, they only had a population of, like, 25, and they're all cousins, so I don't know.
Holy shit, the population's gone up then since I've been around. All right, well, I'm off to Mississauga with the money, and I'll be back with your wish in about, about a week?
About a week?
Oh, yeah.
Thought it was half a day.
Yeah, well, you know, a bit more negotiating than I thought it could be.
Oh,
You told me the population's gone up, and I got to talk to each and every one of them, you know.
All right. I'll go ahead and kind of talk to Bruce here, kind of, you know, ease his pain and all of that.
All right. See you in about a week or so.
Yeah, see you later, Zini, dude.
Bye, Bruce.
Bye.
Bruce, man, here's what's wrong with you, dude. You just gotta, like, relax and accept how amazing Leprechaun Genies really are.
Killed my mom.
Dude, that's, like, fine. She was about to die anyways. She was only at, like, what? 45? You know? She worked out every day. She was bound to get a heart attack eventually. You know what I'm saying?
She was about to remarry for the third time.
Yeah, I know. I bought her that ring yesterday. It's a total bummer. But you know what? Live and let live, my man. Live and let live. Now I can hawk that ring and give it to the genie for more wishes.
She was just given an excellent state of health from her doctor.
Yeah, well, you know, some doctors, you know, they don't really know exactly what a good state of health is. My buddy Joe, he had a perfect bill of health, and, you know, he plopped over dead in a car accident. Oh, there's...
They were going to use her plasma to cure cancer.
Was, bro. Live and let live. I'm going to go get this door. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
Are you the resident here at this place?
You better believe it. What's up, dude?
I'm Preacher Brown.
Oh, hey, Preacher B. What's up?
I just wanted to let you know you're living in a place of evil.
What?
Yeah, you see, there's an immortal being that lives in the walls of this place, and I just wanted to warn you, before he tricked you, not to let him out of the walls.
Oh, there... He's like, but how can someone so righteous be so evil?
Oh my god, you didn't let him out, did you?
Oh, I mean...
He killed my mom!
We kinda did. He was knocking on the walls, bro. I had to let him go.
How long was he walking, knocking on the walls there? Was he knocking as long as I was trying to get here to tell you, to warn you not to let him out? Was he knocking that long, or did he, like, knock once and you opened the door?
Half that time.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You know what? You know what? You guys deserve what you're going to get. He's going to make your lives a living hell.
I don't deserve anything. I've been trying to fight it.
You know what? If you don't deal with this problem, you're going to be consumed by it. So, you know, good luck to you. You know, if you're going to, you know, you guys are the rudest jerks I've ever met. And, you know, forget you guys. You know what? Forget you guys. You're screwed.
I support the
goodbye.
Church.
I'm gone.
See you later, preacher buzzkill. Man, what a bummer. That guy is total bum. But he might be onto something about that evil thing, dude. I saw that guy's eyes glow a little bit last time. God, it's a freaking train station in here. Yeah, what do you want?
I'm Old Man Wickersmooth. I live next door. I was around when they locked that evil up.
Wickety Wick!
What you got in your house is evil. Evil!
Man, Preacher Buzzkill says it's evil. Now Wickety Wick's saying it's evil. I'm not sure.
Do you guys want to hang out for a while?
Why do you believe them? Why did you not believe me?
I'm lonely. We'll play checkers? Maybe we'll watch some TV
No, I don't
want to
play checkers with you. You're old and you've got, like, lumps all over your face. And
I've been telling you for 5 hours straight he's evil, and you don't believe me, but you believe these two strangers?
Dude, you have a tendency to exaggerate.
I'm going
to
go in your fridge now. I'm going to get some food. Are those Funyuns in there? He loves Funyuns.
Yeah, they're better than Funyuns. Go ahead and have a few bites, nasty, wrinkly dude who looks like my mother's gator skin purse. All right.
That's great. I'm going to go. Oh, my God. Ooh, that's good. Oh. Ooh, is that salmonella I'm tasting?
A little bit. It's not that good.
Don't eat it. You'll be cursed.
It's too late. I think I'm too old to get salmonella.
That dude just blew up.
Whoa. Dude, we have the best wall decorations in the city.
Yeah.
Vomit and old man guts.
Well, and don't forget about the stained glass.
That
is a
righteous stained glass. I admit that.
I did, you know, I did like you in the form of Jesus.
I liked that. I was wondering who that was. I can see my own eyes in that now, bro. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I just wish this leprechaun would get himself back here so we can start drinking all the brown bag beer we can drink.
You know what we have to do?
What?
We have to wall him back in.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, everyone's telling me to do that, but he seems so righteous. I'm going to kind of, when he gets here, I'm going to kind of see how he acts and decide on that, you know?
His curses have been getting worse for me.
For you? For me? He's
first
been hooking brother up.
Then he killed my mom?
Yeah, I know.
What's next? What could possibly be next?
I gotta cancel the wedding. I understand, man. Buzzkill and all that, but, you know, things happen.
A day and a bit later.
Why? I still don't understand why you wouldn't believe me.
Why are you still?
Why wouldn't you believe me?
You're still in
my
house?
Hey, boys.
Oh, he's here. He's here.
Oh, my God. Oh, what a terror I went on. Holy smokes. I ain't drank that much in all my life. Oh,
man.
I can't even see myself no more in the mirror.
Must be good. Okay, so where's my brown bag beer distillery, bro?
Oh, about that. Oh, I got some bad news for you, boy.
What?
They weren't going to take the $250,000. Well, I mean, they took the $250,000, but they're not going to give us a distillery for that.
What?
I got was a nice hat here, and I got this. I got this lifetime supply of brown bag beer, 6 packs. Once every 2 months, you can get a free 6-pack for the rest of your life for 25 years.
You used all that $250,000.
Well, now, it didn't cost $250,000 for that stuff, but, you know, I had to pay my expenses to get there and get back. And then, of course, there's a hotel and the prostitutes and all of the drugs I did and the marijuana.
That was mine. I was going to use that to pay off a quarter of my liberal arts college.
Now, hold on a second, dear boy. That was not yours. That was your mother's, right? That was based on her life,
that's
which
true.
You gave away, so that's why you gave away the money. So
bro,
it's all good now, boy.
Bro, Bruce.
But you know what, Bruce? All that complaining just means another curse on you.
What?
Yeah, you see,
Bruce.
I did manage to do one thing. See, brown bag beer has a bit of a problem, right, with the finances and what have you. So basically, I gave him all your credit information and your house and your mother's house and basically put it as a down payment towards paying off their debts.
No!
You're not going to get nothing for it, but you know what? They're really happy for the money. So they kind of own your house now, and they've turned it into a distillery.
Hey,
dude, you're starting to get really angry, Bruce.
Oh, that's
now,
it.
Now, hold on now. Hey, tell you what I'm going to do, though, for you. Because you're my bud, and I know you had a bad time, and you've had nothing but curses on you, I'm going to give you a wish that you always wanted. I'm going to give you all the money in the world.
All the money in the world?
Oh, yes, boy. That should cure everything for you, isn't it?
Well, all right.
Just give you all the money in the world, and that make you everything all sweet and hunky-dory, isn't it?
Oh, that would certainly make me forget about my mother, yes.
Okay, then, boy. No problem. Okay, well, give me about 30 minutes, and I'll come back, okay?
30 minutes?
I'm not going to ask for anything. I don't want nothing from you. I don't want nothing from you. Look, to swear to the God there.
All right.
Look me in the eye. I don't want nothing from you. And I'm going to go out, and I'm going to do right by you, get you all the money in the world. And I'll see you in about 20 minutes, okay?
20 minutes.
All right.
All right. 20 minutes later. Well, now I'm back, and I've got the first bit of the money of all the money in the world for you.
First bit, all right.
Here's
man.
$15,000.
$15,000, that's a good start, bro.
That's right.
$15,000.
You know what? And it only cost two lives. Basically, when I put the shotgun to that person's face, and they were like, "Oh, don't kill me!" And I blasted their head all over the wall there. And then everyone dropped the guard dropped his gun. And then as soon as he did, I right in the back of the head.
You robbed a bank.
Then I got all. Well, yeah. How else am I going to get all the money in the world? But don't worry, I said. Don't worry. I gave him your name and everything, Bruce.
What?
And your address, and so they're not going to catch me at all. So there you go. So now, I mean, I was wearing a mask at the time, so they don't know me from anybody else, you know. So I think we're going to be okay. I'm going to hit the next bank and the next bank after that, and work our way through
the
whole
leprechaun, bro. I'm starting to wonder if this was a really good idea. Can I ask you something real quick?
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah,
can you
kind of check out that stained glass window over there?
Yeah, check out my art.
Beautiful. Look at that. Oh, my gosh.
Bruce,
look at that.
That's
pretty.
All right.
What are you doing? Quick,
grab the bricks.
I've got the plaster right here, bro.
What, you think you can brick me up in here like this? You're doing a good job. That's some nice mortar work you're doing there, bud. You guys think before you lock me in there completely, you could, like, throw me a beer or something?
Dude, that's the least we can do. Before he decided to turn all homicidal, he did hook us up. Let's throw some of those brown bag beers in there for him.
Aw, you guys are sweet. Thanks a lot, bud.
All right. Let's finish it up.
All right. Just a couple more bricks to lay. That I can lay on my troubles to rest.
And if I ever need something, I know where I'm going.
Open up. This is the police. Open up. I'm looking for Bruce.
What's going on, cops, dude? Open we up. Don't have open anything.
Up. Quick, hide the Funyuns!
You have been listening to Mysteries of the Mind. Tonight's adventure starring Doc on the Web, Murphy Kid, and King Penguin. Written by Doc and the Web, Murphy Kid, and King Penguin. Sound effects provided by Earcom and freesound.org. Music provided by Earcom. Tune in next week for another mind-melting tale on Mysteries of the Mind. A King Penguin production. For more things mysterious and more episodes, visit mysteriesofthemind.podomatic.com for your exciting Mystery Mind adventures.